Here's a thought I'll title, They All Come From Projects. What most of us tend to show are matted and frame prints hanging in a place of importance in our home. They're the very best images we've created. I might use the phrase, the iconic ones. But where do these come from? My observation is that most of those iconic images rise from the midst of a project and become iconic due to actions that are beyond the photographer's control. For example, think of Dorothea Lange, who made lots and lots and lots of pictures for the Farm Securities Administration. But Migrant Mother rose from the crowd to become the iconic image of the era. And that's just one example. I would propose you could play this game with almost any iconic image in the history of photography, and you'll discover, if you dig deep enough, that they were part of a project, and to the photographer, may have been no more special than any other image they made in the project. But for reasons beyond their control, that iconic image rose from the rest to become the iconic image. It's not as though the photographer sets out and says, okay, I'm going to make an iconic image with the next click of the shutter. No, they just do their work. And eventually the iconic image rises, probably for cultural reasons, as well as artistic reasons or documentary reasons. But that happens after the photographer has sort of finished their contribution to the project by making the image, making the print, sending it out into the world. Pepper number 30 is pepper number 30, obviously implying a project. Ansel Adams' Clearing Winter Storm or Yosemite Face of Half Dome were only two examples from a lifetime of work he did in Yosemite, a project to document that wonderful bit of geology. And those two images just happen to rise as the best, the most iconic in the group. I guess what I'm getting at is this. Setting out to make an iconic image, to make that absolutely stunningly wonderful photograph, is not a strategy that people have used, at least not to any degree of success, if we look at the history of photography. The strategy that people use is to work on a project with dedication over a long period of time, making many, many images, and just doing the best they can. And then they send their work out into the world, and the chips fall where they may. Some of the images become iconic, some of them become forgotten. But neither became iconic or forgotten at the will of the photographer. They just did their work. And that seems to me to be the only sane approach for all of us, is to just do our work. Send it out in the world, let the chips fall where they may. Some of our images may become iconic, at least for our career. Some of them won't. You may have your favorites, but society may choose a different image of yours to be their favorite. The iconic images cannot be predetermined, but one thing we can determine is that they all come from projects, and that dedicating ourselves as creators to a project that we pursue with vigor and perseverance, that's the best way of producing an iconic image. We just don't know which one it'll be.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.